请我们一起来默祷。
Let's all bow our head in silent prayer.
阿们。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our Sabbath morning service.
唱诗398首。
Before we begin, let's sing hymn 398.
392.
392, actually.Be seated.
我们先来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们今天早上安息日的聚会。
Before we start our sermon this morning, we will kneel down together to ask for God's guidance.
愿主的平安喜乐与我们同在。
That God's peace and joy may be with us.
一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down together and pray.
愿大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习超越虚空。
This morning I'd like to discuss with everyone the topic of transcending futility.
好，我们看传道书第一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
在耶路撒冷作王，大卫的儿子传道者的言语。这个传道书的作者是大卫的儿子。
The author of Ecclesiastes is Solomon, David's son.
一般都相信这是所罗门所作的。
We all think that this is written by Solomon.
因为所罗门非常有智慧。
For Solomon was wise.
在圣经里面，约伯记、诗篇、箴言、传道书、雅歌，这个叫做智慧的书信。
The wisdom books within the Bible contains the Psalms and the Proverbs, the Ecclesiastes, and also the Book of Job.
那传道书在谈到智慧是从负面开始的。
When the topic of wisdom was brought up in Ecclesiastes, the first aspect of wisdom that was discussed was more negative.
好，我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
这个说传道者说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Meaningless and meaningless, utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless.
所罗门先对人生下一个结论。
Solomon drew a conclusion regarding human life.
也就是说，人活着一辈子，不管你怎么活，结论是虚空的。
And that in the end, at the conclusion of everyone's life, regardless of how you have lived, that the summary is meaningless.
所以第二节最后一句话说，凡事都是虚空。
That is why in the last sentence in verse 2, it was stated that everything is meaningless.
什么是凡事？
What is everything?
我们从第一章一直读到第十一章。
If we read from chapter 1 through chapter 11 of Ecclesiastes.
所罗门把人生我们所追求的每一件事情都列出来。
Solomon listed everything that we could ever pursue in our lives.
日光之下没有新事。
That everything under the sun, there is nothing new.
我们现在所追求的，所罗门也追求过。
What we are pursuing now, Solomon has once pursued.
我们觉得很有意义。很投入的，所罗门也追求过。
What we think is meaningful to our lives, Solomon has once pursued as well.
但是所罗门先下一个结论。
Yet before he described everything else, he made a conclusion.
就是你现在觉得人生很有意义，一直很努力在追求的，到最后的结论是虚空的。
That whatever we think is meaningful right now will be meaningless at the time we die.
那这个负面的。切入人生的结论有一个正面的目的。
In describing our lives as meaning, in summarizing that life is meaningless, Solomon had planned for a positive side of his teaching.
这个正面的目的就是要人觉悟，没有以神做中心，没有以神做目的，这个人生活的一辈子是空的。
That is, if one lives without God in his or her lives, then that life becomes vain.
那一旦觉悟这样的人生是虚空的，我们才会追求一个更有价值的人生。
Once we realize that our pursuits are meaningless, then will we pursue a lifestyle that's more meaningful?
那更有价值的人生是什么？
What is that more valuable life?
就是传道书最后一章。
That is described in the last chapter of Ecclesiastes.
就是我们所做的一切要以敬畏神为基准，
that is,
为出发点。
That is, in everything we do, we must fear God.
我们现在看耶利米书第一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶利米书第一章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10。
看啊，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为着要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立在此。
See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
神选召耶利米。
God had chosen Jeremiah.
那个时候耶利米很年轻。
At that time Jeremiah was young.
神要叫他做一件非常困难的工作。
God had chosen him to complete a difficult task.
但是非常重要的工作。
Yet it was important.
就是要拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾立、倾覆。
That is, he is to uproot, tear down, destroy, overthrow.
然后才建立跟栽植。
Then to build and to plant.
今天我们的信仰要经历过这个历程。
This is the process that our faith must undergo.
要把旧的观念、旧的生活方式要完全拔出来。
That we must tear down and uproot our old lifestyle.
要把它毁坏。
To destroy that lifestyle.
这样新的观念、新的生活方式才能够建立。
So that we can build a new concept and a new lifestyle.
所以我们在追求信仰，对自己过去所喜爱的一种生活方式跟观念要彻底的、毫无保留的把它拆掉。
When we pursue our faith, we must completely destroy our old lifestyle.
也就是没有以神为中心，也可以过得很有价值、很有意义、很满足，这个是不对的。
That is, if we live without being God-centered and we think that lifestyle is still meaningful, that is the wrong concept.
如果这个观念没有拆掉
，unless we destroy that concept,
人生没有办法过新的生活。
We cannot lead a new lifestyle.
这个拆掉了，我们才能够建立。
When we destroy that concept, then we can build a new one.
建立就是新的观念。
To build a new lifestyle.
新的生活方式。
A new life.
是以神为中心的生活方式。
A life that is God-centered.
好，那我们现在回来看传道书的第一章。
Let's now return to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
好，传道书的第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
这里说凡事都是虚空。
Everything is meaningless.
我们现在生活的困难。
The difficulty in our current life
不是在物质上
It's not in the material things
也不是在今世上
And it is not in the present life
当然我们在生活上每个人都有不同的困难
Of course we have difficulties in our own lives
但是我们现在生活的困难最大的是在灵性上
Yet the hardest thing for us to be successful at is in the spirit
因为绝大部分的人他的生活都远离了神
For most people have left God.
那这个绝大部分的人，他所生活的这个社会有一套他的文化。
And there is a culture to the secular society.
那我们是活在这个文化里面。
And we live amongst that culture.
但是我们是属神的。
Yet we belong to God.
所以我们在这个以没有神为中心的文化里面，要活出一套以神为中心的生活，这是不简单的。
This is difficult for us to live a God-centered life in a world that is Godless.
现在我们做基督徒最大的困难不是物质上、肉体上。
The biggest challenge for Christian is does not exist in the physical world.
是怎么在俗世的文化里面建设一个属灵基础的一种生活方式
？It is how to lead a spiritual life amongst a world that is without God.
那唯有我们能够建立这种属灵的生活方式，我们活得一辈子才不会变成虚空。
When we can establish that spiritual lifestyle, then will our life be meaningful?
生命是宝贵的。
The life is valuable.
如果我们活得一辈子，到最后证明我们人生是虚空的，这是非常可惜的一件事情。
If at the end the summary of our life is meaningless, then we would have wasted a whole lifetime.
最近我们在看到美国的一家很大的公司倒闭。
We've seen a big company fail.
上礼拜我在香港看到好多的人在抗议。
And last week when I was in Hong Kong, I saw many protests.
有好多的年纪大的人掉着眼泪举着牌子在示威。
And many of the elderly people protested with a card, with a sign.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们一生很辛苦的赚很多钱。
For they have worked hard in their lives.
他觉得这一家公司投资的回报比较高。
And they felt that this company had a good return on their money.
所以他一生就投到这个公司去了。
So they invested all their money into this company.
那最后这个公司倒闭了。
In the end, this company went bankrupt.
这等于他几十年辛苦的工作现在变成零。
And that led to the complete loss of these elderly people's savings.
这个叫做虚空。
This is vanity.
但是我们感谢神了，我们没有投到那个公司。
Thank God that we did not invest in that company.
但是从另外一个方面来看，
Yet from another perspective,
如果我们的生活不是为着神，
If our life isn't for God,
不是以神为中心，
If we do not put God in the center of our lives,
那到最后所罗门给我们的宣告会重复出现的。
Then we will repeat the summary that Solomon drew.
请问你一辈子活到你死为止，
If we live until the day we die,
神给我们这么多的时间，这么多的这个才能，到底你得到什么？
What have we gained from the talents and the time that God has given us?
我们的结论会一样的。
In the end, our summary will be the same.
我们的结论是虚空的。
Everything will be meaningless.
所以这个第二节是要给我们人生一个很清醒的一种自我反省。
In verse 2, Solomon gave us a call.
到底我们每一天这么忙，
to reflect on our lives.
我们集中的追求是什么？
That what is the goal of our pursuit?
这个很重要。
This is important.
因为如果这个没有去想，
unless we think about our goals,
传道者已经给我们做一个结论，你活到最后是虚空的。
Then Solomon has predicted that our life in the end will be meaningless.
那既然是虚空，那怎么办？
If we continue with our lifestyle that leads to meaningless, then what should we do?
我们要想办法去超越虚空。
We need to transcend this futility.
那怎么超越虚空？
How do we do so?
就是借着主耶稣。
It is through Jesus Christ.
人今天活了一辈子会虚空，是因为离开了神。
People's lives are meaningless today because they have left God.
离开了神，人就没有生命。
Without God, humans are without life.
人就没有盼望。
Humans are without hope.
所以人生的虚空是从死亡这个不可以改变的事实来的。
The futility arises from the eventual death that we all face.
如果你没有办法解决死亡，
unless we can solve death,
我们努力的一辈子，你所抓到的到最后都要放出去，
then our lifetime pursuits will be meaningless.
所以这个叫做虚空。
That is vanity.
所以虚空的根源是因为有死亡的事实。
That's the source of futility is death.
那死亡的事实是从人离开神开始的。
And death comes from our departure from God.
所以今天我们要超越这个虚空，要回归到问题的根源。
In order to transcend the futility that we currently live, we must return to the problem.
就是我们要回来寻找神。
And that is, we must seek God.
在神的里面来生活。
We must lead our lives in God.
以神做原则来过我们的生活。
God must be the principle in our lives.
以神做目标来过我们的生活。
He must be the goal of our pursuits.
只有这个样子，我们才能够超越虚空。
Only then can we transcend the futility in this world.
把神拿掉，我们的生活是空的。
If we take God away from our lives, then our lives will be meaningless.
我们再看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
传道书第一章的第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun?
这个第三节给我们一个问题。
Solomon posed a question.
要我们每一个人去回答一个答案。
He wants us to think of the answer to this question.
就是人一切的劳碌。
That is,What do we gain from all of our labors?
这个劳碌就是我们的上班，我们的工作。
That is the work at which, that is the work that we do every day.
到底带给我们什么益处呢？
What does it gain? What do we gain from our labor?
那我们要思想这个答案之前，我们要从第四节来看。
Before we come up with an answer, we must read verse 4.
一代过去，一代又来。
Generations come and generations go.
这个什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是我们会死。
That means we will die.
我们要退休，接下去就死了。
And we will retire from our jobs, and then we will die.
所以这个人会过去的。
So that our generation will pass.
但是地却永远长存。
But the earth remains forever.
因为在那个时代里面，人的基本的工作就是耕田。
Because at that time, the primary job that people had was to farm.
所以一代来一代去，那但是那个工作的场所不变。
So generations come and generations go in farming.
但是在上面做农业那个工人已经换了几十代几百代了。
The earth remains, yet the workers have changed many times.
所以你的存在是可以预测的。
Thus our existence could be predicted.
因为前面的人做了几十年他就走了。
Because all the previous generations left after several decades.
那现在来，你可能做几十年。
For us, we may work for a few decades.
有一天你也会走。
And one day we will leave.
然后下一代来接你的工作。
Then our descendants will follow us.
那在这个事实上，我们来想，到底我几十年投入这个工作里面，到底有什么意义，有什么价值？
What value or what meanings do we derive from the decades of work that we do?
比方说，如果你25岁开始上班。
Let's take for example, if we go to work at the age of 25.
然后你上班到65岁。
And we retire at 65.
大概我们投入工作的时间有40年。
We have dedicated ourselves for 40 years to our job.
好，那我们现在来想，这个40年的工作到底你可以得到什么？
Let's think what can we gain from 40 years of work.
如果一个青年找不到工作。
For a youth who could not find a job.
我们说这个青年很可怜。
And we have sympathy with this person.
因为他没有前途啊。
For he or she has no future.
你没有工作，你能够养家吗？
Without a job, can you raise a family?
所以觉得这个很可怜。
So we have sympathy on this person.
但是如果一个人活到70岁还要上班，也很可怜。
Yet if a person lives till 70 and he or she still has to work.
你已经做了50年，你还在上班。
He or she also should be sympathized with, for they still have to work after 50 years.
这也是很可怜的。
This is someone deserving of our sympathy.
所以我们大家都有一个理想，就是说最好上班到50岁就可以退休啊。
Everyone has a dream of retiring at the age of 50.
然后你可以做你想要做的事情。
So that we could pursue the things that we wanted to.
所以很显然的，我们今天要工作的第一个目标就是让我们有经济来源，生活没有挂虑。
That's the first goal in working is that we could take care of our economic needs.
而且你投入越多，能力越大，你的报酬越多。
And the more we dedicate ourselves to our jobs, and the more capable we are, the more we gain.
这个也是为什么我们今天的人有时候牺牲了家庭，牺牲了信仰，就是要完全的投入。
And that is why many of us dedicate ourselves full time to our jobs in the process neglecting our family and our faith.
因为这常常代表你有更高的收入。
For this often represents a higher income.
那这个更高的收入就等于你的物质生活水准可以提高。
This higher income equates to a better living standard.
就等于说你退休以后有更多的钱可以用。
It equates to more a capability to retire.
所以这是今天我们为什么人会这么投入。
That is why many of us pursued our jobs.
那第二个人会投入的原因。
The second reason for dedicating ourselves to
our jobs. 就是人需要有一个成就感。
Is that we need to feel successful.
所以其实有很多的人，他所有的钱他一生用不完。
Many people have achieved the status of being very wealthy.
但是他今天还是很投入。
Yeah, they continue to dedicate themselves to their jobs.
休息时间很少，一直投入。
They rest very little and work a lot.
就是他希望成功。
So that they could continue to be successful.
因为成功在别人的眼中，你是一个有价值的人。
For being successful becomes very respectful among others.
你是一个羡慕效法的对象。
That you become models to other people.
所以这是一种人的一种成就感。
It is a sense of success to the person.
所以人今天会很投入的工作，也不一定完全为着钱。
That is why when we dedicate ourselves to our jobs, doesn't necessarily mean our primary goal is to pursue money.
而是一个自己觉得自己有用的感觉。
A secondary goal is that we feel valuable.
所以有的人他觉得没有上班。
Some people who don't go to work.
常常觉得自己好像没有用。
They feel like they are a failure.
但是也有在这个社会上里面有的人看那个没有上班的人，好像这个是社会上没有用的人。
And oftentimes when we see someone who is jobless, we feel that they have been a failure.
所以人有没有价值，有没有用，就取决于你有没有在上班。
Thus, our jobs often equate to our value in society.
所以这个是第二个原则，为什么人会很投入的上班。
This is the second reason why we dedicate ourselves to our jobs.
当然第三个就是上班你很投入，你的地位会往上爬。
And of course, when we dedicate ourselves to our jobs, we get promoted.
但是这个三个人很投入，在很认真在上班的原因，都不是以神为中心。
Yet none of these reasons center around God.
那既然不是以神为中心，
If the reason is not for God,
你为着这个三个原因，你投入40年的时间在上班，最后的结论已经出现了，这是虚空。
Then after 40 years of dedication to our jobs, our summary for that time is meaningless.
这句话我们不想要听。
This is a statement that we do not wish to hear at the end.
这一句话是事实。
Yet, this statement is the truth.
如果我们上班是为着钱，
if we work for money,
为着成就感，
for success,
自我实现，
and for being self-realization,
然后为着出名，
and to be famous.
这个到最后的结论是虚空的。
Then the conclusion for our lifetime is meaningless.
就是零，没有用，没有意义，没有价值。
Whatever we pursue is valueless.
我们一定要赶快醒过来。
Thus we must awaken from the dream.
对我们上班有一个重新调整的心态。
That we must readjust our attitude towards our jobs.
有一个新的出发点。
So that we can have a new start.
有一个新的目标。
To have a new goal.
那虽然我们在上班，我们才能够超越虚空。
Although we work, yet we can transcend beyond the futile efforts.
我们做了一辈子，你才不会有虚空的结论。
So that at the end of our lives, our conclusion is not meaningless.
好，那我们现在来看，到底工作用什么样的态度能够带给我们益处？
So let us take a look at what attitudes we must have towards our jobs.
我想用三点跟大家一起来学习。
I'd like to share with you three aspects.
第一个
，The first,
神造我们是有目的的。
That God created us for a reason.
这个目的是什么
？What is that purpose?
这个目的就是要荣耀他的名。
That purpose is to glorify His name.
所以，既然工作占掉我们40年的时间
，Although our work may occupy 40 years of our lives,
每一天我们至少花8个钟头在上班。
That in every day we spend 8 hours at work.
如果我们的上班最后是为着荣耀神的名
，If the goal of our job is to glorify God's name,
我们的上班就超越了虚空。
Then our efforts in working has transcended this meaningless.
我们来看一节圣经节。
Let's read a verse.
先看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第五节
，Verse five，
你们做仆人的要惧怕、战兢，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。第六节
，Six，
不要在眼前侍奉，像讨人喜欢，要像在基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。第七节
，Seven，
甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不是服侍人。第八节
，Eight，
因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的、自主的。都必按所行的得主的赏赐。这个地方在讲做仆人，以现在来讲，就是你在公司上班有你的老板，那你就是仆人。
And these slaves equates to our working at our workplace, and that the master is our boss.
这里说到最后，我们工作的态度是像是在从心里遵行的旨意，不是服侍人，好像是服侍神。
And that our attitude should be that we should serve them as if we were serving God, not man.
用这种态度来做，来上班。
This is the attitude we should have at work.
这个叫做行善。
This is to do the goodness of God.
那这样的话，我们所做的工作就会得到主的纪念，得到主的赏赐。
This our job, this our work will then be accepted by God.
所以这个圣工从表面很短的意义来讲，就是教会的工作。
The holy works of God is to do the works within the church.
当然这个是有价值的。
Of course, that is valuable.
但是并不是世界上的工作就没有价值。
Yet it doesn't mean that all the work we do in the world is meaningless.
我们看哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章的23节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 23.
无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。24节。
24.
因为知道你们从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主耶稣基督。请坐。
23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. 24. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving.
我们有一个姐妹到一个这个 sandwich 店去上班。
We have a sister who works at a sandwich store.
结果那个老板跟她讲说，你教会还没有人啊，那再介绍一些来。
And her boss asked her, do you have any other people at your church and its work, please refer them.
所以有一阵子啊，在那个圣路店里面，大概有八九个我们教会的信徒。
So for a time, there were at least 8 or 9 employees in that store that were our members.
那个老板啊，把他的钱啊，什么都交给我们教会的信徒管理。
And that store owner would let our church members handle all the money.
因为他发现了这个聘请真耶稣教会的信徒啊，老板不需要在。
For that owner has realized that he doesn't need to be at the store physically if he has workers from our church.
这信徒不会摸鱼，很认真。
For our members are very faithful and on their jobs.
而且钱呢，一分都不会掉。
And that our members would not steal money from the store.
为什么
？Why？
因为这些信徒是像给主做的，不是给人做的。
For our members treat that job as if they were working for God.
所以在他服侍神，在他做的那一件那个工作上面，神的名得到荣耀。
So that on the jobs, God's name is glorified.
所以二十四节说，从主那里必得基业为赏赐。
Thus in verse 24, it was stated that if we work faithfully, we will receive an inheritance from the Lord.
所以如果我们做四十年，你在不论哪一个公司，到最后啊，你都是像给神做的，在你的工作上啊，忠心尽责，荣耀神，在天上也是有赏赐的。
And if we work faithfully for 40 years at our jobs, as if we were working for God,Then at the end, we will be rewarded by God.
所以圣经里面记载但以理啊，忠心工作，毫无错误。
That is why in the Bible it was described that Daniel worked faithfully at his job.
神也得到荣耀，也记在圣经里面。
And that God's name is glorified through his efforts.
约瑟到波提法的家里面。
Joseph, when he was at the house of Potiphar,
他也很忠心。
He was faithful.
神跟他同在。
And that God was with him.
结果。波提法发现了，自从约瑟来以后，神的恩典也跟着来。
And Potiphar realized that since Joseph arrived at his household, God's blessing arrived with him.
所以当我们在一个公司忠心上班，有神同在，有时候因为我们的存在，那个公司反而一直在发展进步。
So that if we work faithfully and that God has blessed us, then that company will also grow with God's blessings.
神的名得到荣耀，我们在天上也要得到赏赐。
So that God's name can be glorified and that in the end we will be rewarded.
所以最可靠的工人是什么人
？So what kind of What is the most faithful workers?
是一个很虔诚敬畏神的人。
It is one who obeys God.
因为他做工的态度是给神做的，不是给人做的。
For his attitude at work is that of serving the Lord.
那下面我们再看，回来看以弗所书第六章。
Let's return to Ephesians chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你们做仆人带主人带仆人是一离，不要威吓他们，因为知道你们和他们同有位主在天上，他们并不偏待人。
And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven.
然后哥罗西书第四章第一节。
In Colossians chapter 4, verse 1.
你们做主人要公公平平待仆人。
And masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair.
所以有时候我们在世界上我们做老板。
That is why when we become a boss.
我们下面雇请很多雇员。
And that we have employed many employees.
很重要，要像给神做的，不是给人做的。
We must realize at that time we are also being a boss as an agent of God.
要说如果我是老板，我请了一些这个非法移民没有身份的，我就给他比市价更低，他也不敢去报。
If we employ some illegal immigrants, and yet we pay them below the market price.
不做，这个可以提高你公司营运的这个利润。
It is true that we can raise our profit margins.
但是如果这个人开始在哀求，天上的神会听的。
Yet, if your employee then complains to God, God will listen.
这个老板利用人的这社会上的没有身份欺压人的工价，这个不行的。
That is incorrect for us to oppress the illegal immigrants just because they do not have a social status.
那如果我们出于爱心。
Yet if it is out of our love,
神也会纪念的。
That we hire these people, God will also remember.
所以要超越工作的虚空，不论你做老板，不论你做雇员，到最后一个原因就是我要在我的事情上让神得到荣耀。
Thus, in order to transcend the futility, either as an employee or as an employer, we must treat our jobs as if we are working for God.
所以我们在教会里面真的有很多信徒在各行各业都让神的名得到荣耀。
That is why many of our members have glorified God's name.
那在天国他们也会得到赏赐的。
in heaven, they will also be blessed.
这个是我们要超越虚空的第一个做法。
This is the first thing that we can do to transcend the futility.
要在我们做的事情上荣耀神的名。
That in everything we do, we must glorify God's name.
不能够投机取巧，让神的受到羞辱。
We should not take shortcuts so that we defame God.
第二个。
The second.
要让我们的工作跟神的工作连在一起。
We must connect our jobs to God's work.
也就是主耶稣所说的，我父做事，我也做事，一直到如今。
That is what Jesus has said, that my Father has worked, and I have worked until the present time.
主耶稣做的事情我们看约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter
5. 十七节。
Verse 17.
耶稣就对他们说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
Jesus said to them, my father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working.
所以你看，主耶稣做的事其实就是父在他里面做他的事。
What Jesus did is also what God is doing.
有时候我们在工作的场合也可以来完成神对我们的一个托付。
At our work, we can also accomplish the tasks that God has given us.
主耶稣对我们有两个托付。
There are two tasks that God gave us.
第一个
the first,
要传福音。
Is to preach the gospel.
第二个要牧养小羊。
The second is to pastor the sheep.
那我们在我们工作场合有时候也可以来完成神这种托付。
And we can also accomplish God's commission at our work.
有一次我在一个教会去访问一些信徒。
Once I went to a church to visit some of the members.
我就问他们说，你为什么来信耶稣？
I asked them, why did you come to believe in
Christ? 大概有四个家庭信耶稣是因为一个弟兄带他们来的。
And four families came to believe in Christ because of one brother.
因为这个弟兄是在做这个房地产的贷款。
For this brother worked as a mortgage broker.
那他贷款接触都是新的移民。
And he would see all the new immigrants.
那贷款本来就是你文件写好签名就完了。
In applying for loan, most of these people just have to fill out application.
那个弟兄很有爱心，带他去银行开户头，就办保险，办这个办那个。当然，他多花很多自己的时间。
Yet this brother spent more time in taking them to the bank to open their bank accounts and to obtain insurances.
那办完之后，跟他们有建立的关系，后来就跟他们开始传福音。
And once he has established this relationship, he will preach to them.
这个新的移民就觉得说，我今天遇到一个大好人。
And these new immigrants feel like they've met someone that is good.
没有人愿意帮忙，这个很麻烦的，大家一直帮忙我。
And that they appreciated his effort in helping them.
所以他们就很感动。
And they were touched.
所以当他这个弟兄要跟他们传福音的时候，他就很想说，我去看看到底你在信什么。
So that when our brother preached to them, they are interested in knowing what the church preaches.
所以因为这个样子，那个教会里面有四户的信徒是这个弟兄在办房地产贷款带来信主的。
And because of his efforts, he has brought these four families to the church.
所以如果能够让我们的工作跟神的这个大的使命连在一起，我们的工作就不至于虚空。
If we can connect our work with God's commission, then our work will not be in vain.
我们有教会的姐妹在以前在卖这个机票。
And we have a sister who was a travel agent.
她也带很多人来教会慕道。
She has also brought many people to church.
因为在卖机票，她接触到很多的人。
At her work, she encounters many people.
但很多的人到最后她就跟她介绍福音。
And to them, she would preach God's gospels.
有很多人听到道理，后来来教会慕道，以后就信耶稣了。
Many of them came to the church, listened to God's words, and believed.
所以本来开旅行社这个卖机票，这个就是只是你工作的一部分而已。
Having a travel agency was her job.
它的价值就是金钱的回报，就这样而已。
And that the physical return is.That she earns an income.
但是当她用这个机会来传福音，
Yet when she took this opportunity to preach,
她的工作的价值就已经提升了。
The value of her job has been raised.
那这个工作本身就不虚空，因为借着这个工作带好多人来信耶稣。
And that her job was not meaningless, for she has brought many people to God.
我们最近在这个加拿大的边界有一个信徒在那里教书。
We now has a member teaching at the border between US and Canada.
他大概年纪已经快退休的年龄。
He is near retirement.
那他在这教书当中，他对这个学生非常的好。
In his teaching, he treats his students very nicely.
因为他很多学生是中国大陆来的。
And that he has many students from China.
然后在周末的时候，他就把他的家门打开来。
On weekends, he would open his house.
就邀请这些学生到他家里面来吃饭，一起团契。
And invite his students to his house to have fellowship.
然后有一些学生就开始对信仰有兴趣。
And some of his students began to have an interest in faith.
那以后一些学生走了以后，他就跟这些学生再继续去查经。
And after his students would graduate, he would continue to study the Bible with them.
所以在那一个聚会点，现在大概有五个人来洗礼。
And starting at that point, he has brought about five people to God.
所以这个本来教书是一件很焦急的，你会发现这个好像是很平常的事情。
Teaching becomes very mundane after a while.
但是他借着这个教书来表现他对这些外国来的留学生来表现这个爱。
Yet through his teaching, he has expressed a sense of love to his foreign graduate students.
然后建立的关系，在私下带领来他们来信耶稣，那这个教书的工作就已经超越了一般的这个教书的那种虚空。
And once he has brought them to God, he has raised the value of his job.
所以我们今天一定要想办法让我们的工作跟神托付我们的使命能够把它连在一起。
That is why we must think of ways to connect our job to God's commissions.
这样我们的工作才不至于虚空。
Then our job would not be meaningless.
第三个。
The third task.
我们要想办法来参与义工的工作。
Is that we must volunteer for charity.
我们现在来看使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
十八章。
Chapter 18.
使徒行传的十八章。
Acts chapter 18.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这个事以后保罗离开雅典来到哥林多，第二节。
Two.
遇见一个犹太人名叫做雅居拉，他生在本都，因为格老丢命犹太人都离开罗马先进，带着妻子百基拉从意大利迎来，保罗就投奔他们。第三节。
Three.
他们本来是制造帐篷为业的，这里记载一对夫妻叫百基拉跟雅居拉。
This couple Aquila and Priscilla.
他们在做什么？
What did they do?
他的职业是制造帐篷。
They were tent makers.
那个时候制造帐篷的人很多。
There were many tent makers at that time.
但是为什么只有这一对夫妻制造帐篷，但是圣经把它写下来呢？
Yeah, why was it that this couple was mentioned in the Bible?
既然写在圣经，就是表示神纪念他。
If they were recorded in the Bible, it meant that God remembered them.
因为这一对夫妻，他除了有他的职业之外，他职业以外的时间做义工。
Not only did they have a job, they also volunteered for charities.
那这个义工是什么？跟保罗到处去传福音。
It was that they followed Paul to preach.
这个就是我们要超越工作虚空一个很好的方法。
This is a good way for us to transcend the futility at our jobs.
我们大概从上班开始
，from starting our work，
一直到五十岁。
To the age of 50,
我们都是在追求工作的稳定跟成就。
We often pursue the stability at our jobs.
但是人活到五十岁以后
yeah, after the age of 50,
你就会开始想意义跟价值。
We begin to think of meaning and value of our lives.
我这样一直投下去，投到我退休，到底是为什么？
Why are we doing? Why do we invest so much at our jobs?
因为我们人生你活久一点，你会开始在想人活的意义跟价值。
For the longer that we live, the more we think of the meaning of our lives.
但是你开始在想意义跟价值的时候，你就发现你天天这样上班下班上班下班做重复一件事情，这个真的活着是为这样吗？
If we start to think of meaning, then we question what is the purpose of our going to the job every day and returning home.
所以我们教会有一个传道人，他本来来美国读书以后他也是在公司上班。
Thus we have a pastor who once he came to the United States, he went to a company to work.
他这就在想我天天就是这样上班下班，要做到65岁，这个到底是怎么去解释的？
He questioned what is the meaning in working every day to the age of 65?
难道我人活着就是这样上班下班做重复的事情吗？
Is the meaning of his life just in going to work?
所以想到最后，他就发现有一个更意义的生活方式。
So he realized that, that there is a more meaningful lifestyle.
啊，做了，做神的工作。
And that is to work for God.
当然不是每一个人都需要这样做。
Of course, not everyone needs to be like this pastor.
但是当我们开始想到我这样上班有没有意义的时候，
But when we start to think of the meaning of our job,
我们就要开始想，那怎么样让我们有更多剩余的时间来做一些义工？
We must think of ways to, and also in allocating time to dedicate ourselves to God's work.
我们感谢神，我们现在很多年轻人啊，很认真在做义工。
And we thank God that many of our youth are dedicated in this voluntary work.
五月我到肯尼亚去。
In May, I went to Kenya.
我要离开肯尼亚的时候。
Before I left Kenya.
啊，在他的首都啊，遇到四个我们教会的工人。
We have four. I met four workers at the capital.
四个工人，有一个是传道，三个义工。
These workers were from our church, and one is a pastor, and three were volunteers.
那这个三个义工是自己出机票到肯尼亚去。
And these three volunteers paid their own way to go to Kenya.
那他们打算在肯尼亚再跟那个坦桑尼亚一个月。
And they plan to stay in Kenya and Tanzania.
那连续三年来有好多的青年去那里做义工，所以现在肯尼亚跟坦桑尼亚宗教教育有一个轨道，有一个少年班、幼年班，这样非常有秩序。
And because of the continued efforts of our volunteers in Kenya and Tanzania, they now have established religious education.
那这些义工有的是青年的学生。
And some of these volunteers.
那有的是在公司里面上班。
And some of these volunteers were actually students, while others were employees at companies.
所以我们感谢神，很多的青年呢，对信仰真的认识比较深以后，对人生有一个觉悟。
And we realize that many of our youth have come to an understanding.
那我们要知道，当我们活着的时候，你很认心在做义工服侍神，我们年纪大退休以后，你才会真的投入做神的工作。
And that if they continue their efforts in serving God while they were young, they will continue to serve God after they retire.
但是人如果年轻的时候没有很认真在做工作，有时候年老退休就真的退休了，养老了。
And if the youth in our church do not dedicate themselves to God's work, then once they retire, they will truly be retired.
所以我们教会里面确实有很多的工作要做。
We have many works to be done.
但我们需要有更多人。
Yet we need more people to fulfill
those tasks. 提早退休，改换跑道，服侍神。
We need more people to change the center of the lifestyle to serve God.
那这样我们生活着才不会虚空啊。
Then we will lead a meaningful life.
所以我们重新必须在基督的这个道理之上来思想怎么超越虚空。
Thus we must once ponder again with regard to our life that how we could transcend this futility.
在生活中不在我们的工作中来寻找意义。
To find meaning once again in our jobs.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
380。
Please be seated.
我们再过两个礼拜，在我们圣克西教会有联恩布道会。
In two more weeks, we will have this spiritual convocation.
我们从礼拜五就开始。
We start on Friday.
我们人的需要有灵魂体的需要。
The three needs we as humans need, and that is in the soul, the spirit, and the body.
所以我们身体上你需要有物质。
We need the physical material to sustain our lives.
但是我们心灵上，所以你需要有家庭生活，你需要度假，你需要轻松一下。
In spirit, we have our family and our vacations.
但是我们灵有灵的需要。
And in soul, we have a need.
就是重新跟神建立关系。
That is, we need to reestablish our relationship with God.
是基督的生命在我们里面成长。
So that the life of Christ could flourish within us.
在他里面来享受他里面给我们那种平安跟喜乐。
So that in him we can receive the peace and joy he has granted us.
这也需要时间。
We need to spend time in cultivating this.
所以我们灵会有三天。
We have 3 days in the spiritual convocation.
勉励诸位弟兄姊妹最好礼拜五能够请一天假。
We encourage our brothers and sisters to take a vacation on Friday.
那我们能够安静在神的教会里面，我们一直来思想神的道理，彼此团聚，来追求灵性的长进。
That we may dedicate ourselves in pondering on God's words and to hold fellowship with one another.
也请我们常常为灵恩布道会来祷告。
And let us also pray for this event.
也请我们常常带慕道者来。
And to bring our friends to attend.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down together and pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告，哈利路亚。